Started off with three wheels, then I went to four just to get to two.
Doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem right.
To go from three to four to two. So I'm taking off.
Taking off.
I'm taking off. Catch my fall.
Catch my fall.
When you're a dad, sometimes that's the deal. When you're taking off.
Taking off.
And I'm taking off.
Taking off.
Taking off my training wheels. Take them off now. There goes one. And that's two. Put 'em back on, even though I took 'em off. Might put 'em back on, and I might go rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling,
rolling through the lawn. 'Cause it's softer,
softer, softer, softer,
softer on the lawn. Even if I hard cement, even if I fall down and my bike gets bent, though it wouldn't be right,
wouldn't be right,
it wouldn't be right,
wouldn't be right.
Sometimes that's just how it feels when you're taking off,
taking off,
and I'm taking off,
taking off,
I'm taking off my training wheels. Started off with three wheels, then I went four.
The Saturday Life Brigade with Justin Roberts.
Four, just to get to two.
Taking off my training wheels, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden. You'll find them at slbradio.org/radio, as well as our own player and our unique listen by phone service at 631-359-8728. We've heard from 188 donors, including 38 new donors during our year-end donor drive, including Anna Fisher, Annie and Matt and Caden, Pastor Tim Smith, and Paul King. And we hope you'll take a moment and consider making a contribution if you enjoy listening to SLB. It's easy. You can call us right now at 412-200-5975, and we will process your contribution quickly. Better yet, or just as well, just as good, you could go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
The Mills Brothers and Count Basie.
I've always loved December, ever since I can remember. The world's all filled with love and cheer each time December's here. It brings out love in people and the bells in every steeple. December takes its leave. It's always on New Year's Eve. It leaves us filled with holiday cheer to welcome in the brand new year. Whenever it's December, December just the merriest month in the year. And when December takes its leave, it's always on New Year's Eve. It leaves us filled with holiday cheer to welcome in the brand new year. Whenever it's December, more than ever I remember that all the joy it brings each year when Christmas time is here. December just the merriest month in the year. Makes December just the merriest month in the year.
The Saturday Light Brigade with a song for Mike and Mars, the Mills Brothers. And December. The Soundhound is on his way to offer you a challenge this morning to see if you can identify the sound he's found. Thank you to Barb and Dave, who are in Plum Borough, I believe. Cindy and Fox Chapel. Maggie, we appreciate your donation in honor of Brendan. She's in Swissvale. And Ruth in Greenfield, thanks for your support. You can follow through anytime this morning if you'd like to participate in our year-end donor drive. 1-888-SLBRADIO or slbradio.org/donate. Thank you. We're about ready to bring the Soundhound in. See there, Soundhound, there he is. Every now and then we worry that he's just getting a little A little too rambunctious. It's been a busy time playing with all the wrapping paper.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Soundhound, are you here and are you ready? Each week the Soundhound looks for a unique sound and gives you a chance to identify it. I try very hard to get the sound away. He becomes very ferocious. Easy. I've got it. And here is the sound that he found for this week. Boy, that's not much to go on. Once again, here is the sound that the Soundhound found. Do you know what that sound is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. A little kibble for the Soundhound, and let's hear from you.
Down in the city, it's a pity what's there. All the kids in the gutter running really bare. How much of money do I have to get to get me set where the jet set gets? Like up on the hill where they do the boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Down in the city, if you ain't dead, you better watch that man. He's gonna bust your head, throw you over, and leave you alone. He's a 20 minutes late, he gotta be back home. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. The rat's in the alley and a roach on the floor. A businessman a-hunting for a two-bit whore. I thought I heard some housewives say I gotta go up the hill for the PTA. Meets up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was getting on home. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now all I know about is what I read. I see you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill. But they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here.
And the songbird singing has become a distant memory. And I wonder where they all flew off to on this Christmas morning. They've got a new song yet to sing, but they'll wait for the seasons to rearrange. change, change. I'll have to live through all this change. There are men and women soldiers, and they do the dirty work for you and me. Some are so far from home and can't enjoy these holidays like I do. Yes, I do see. I hope they find a way to have a happy holiday. I pray that next year they'll all be back here to stay. Change, change. We'll have to live through all this change. Songs of this season with my wife and kids on this Christmas morn. And I bask in my good fortune, which in a nutshell is my children saying, Daddy's home. Let's all have a happy holiday and know that all the coming days won't be this way. Change, change, it's great to be part of this change, change, enjoy the moments of this. Change, change, we get to live through all this change.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Todd Burge. And John Hartford before him with Up on the Hill, where they do the boogie. A lot of answers are coming in. And our phones got really busy for a second. You can reach us now at 412-200-5975. The number one incorrect answer, it sounds like I'm hosting Family Feud. The number one incorrect answer was a computer error message or the sound of turning on a computer. It's not that. I mean, it could be, but it's something more basic than that. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Kathy thought it might be logging off of a computer. Patrick thought so as well. Angie and Mars got the correct answer. So did Richard on the north side, Jim in Crafton, Stu in McCandless, John in Economy Borough. Jack, listening with Ty in Franklin Park, thought it might be the sound of somebody turning on a new device. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer. So did Barbara in Highland Park. Linda and Collier. Kevin also got the correct answer. Tom thought it might be the horn on a bus. Could almost sound like that. Patrick, I mentioned, also thought it might be a computer alert. Ralph and Donna got the correct answer in Old Crab Tree. And Patrick, you are close. Oh, Bruce thought it means your order is up. Annie also thought the computer alert might be it. Not bad. We're going to hear from Joy in Washington. Joy, it's so nice to have you with us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for patiently waiting on as we acknowledge those other folks. We didn't want to give the correct answer immediately. You came up with it, and you got it very quickly. What is it?
Yes.
What is it that we're looking for?
A steel drum.
Absolutely.
Our oldest daughter played in a steel drum band, so I'm very familiar with that sound.
It is quite a familiar sound. And a lot of steel drums, the Solomon family, who are here relatively locally in West Virginia, make a lot of steel pan drums. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet your daughter loved playing them.
Yes, she had a good time when she was in high school. So, yeah, very familiar. And her band teacher at the time is also familiar with people in West Virginia and building the steel drums. And so she had a pretty good education with that. So.
That's terrific.
Did she
march with them, or was that more of a percussion ensemble?
No, it was a percussion. Like they would, go set up somewhere and then play. They didn't march with the steel drums, but they were fun. They went to festivals and all kinds of things. Played for private parties sometimes. So she got a lot of experience with that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you joined us. We appreciate you and Bob being with us all these years.
Yes, well, we enjoy it every Saturday. We wake up at 6 o'clock so we can turn you on. So,
well, thanks for doing that. And you were the first to get it. Thanks, Joy. And Carla got it, too. And I am, I see. Rick in Highland Park said, is the sound City from City Sidewalks played on a Jamaican marimba? Does that kind of City? Oh, it's not quite. But now I understand your guess. It's kind of a fun guess. Now Carla's here. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. I was trying to figure out how that would be. Yeah, I told Ricky, I said, I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those steel band sort of drums, a steel drum for band. She said, you got it.
Yeah,
I knew right what it was.
Officially, the steel pan drum.
Yes.
A lot of people just call it a steel drum, but it's a steel pan. Mrs. Pudge said, doorbell. That's a great guess. Mr. Pudge says, Happy New Year, and thank you to Super Pudge and Mrs. Pudge. Can you imagine a doorbell that went...
Yes, it might be a lot less annoying than some other doorbells. Although mine's a homey one. It's just a ding-dong, but it just reminds me of friends and relatives coming. It doesn't ring very often anymore, but that's what it is. And Sparky would get all excited,
We had the best doorbell ring. I guess it was a little, almost 2 weeks ago, because it was a 10-year-old wanting to shovel our sidewalk and steps with his dad, and like, absolutely.
That's really, yes, I like that too. I'm not allowed to shovel snow anymore because of my heart, and it makes me feel bad because I love shoveling snow. I'm not allowed to do it anymore. My cardiologist told me I couldn't do it, and I said, well, can I do it next year? And he says, don't you understand? You'll never shovel snow again.
Oh,
and I must
no.
have looked real sad. And he says, come on, every other patient that I have says, jumps with joy and everything. Do I need to send you down the hall to the psychiatrist?
I was going to say, most people would love having, a doctor's slip saying, I cannot shovel snow by doctor's, orders. But
when I was listening to that steel band, pan drum, And I was listening to other people's guesses. I thought a really skilled programmer could program their computer to log on or log off and import that sound, so that would be made right.
Oh, yeah, I think so. You could definitely do that. Boy, a whole lot of other guesses came in that I'm going to... I'll share them in a moment. It's interesting. Dan said, it seems like a steel drum, but you might be looking for a more complete answer. But no, it's simply a steel drum. Here's a little bit more of it.
Half a scale. Oh, that's real good. There's an ensemble. I think it's the Canon Max steel drum, and they performed at the Washington County's, you know, the Washington Symphony Orchestra concert. They go all around, and they have concert, you know, they have steel drum concerts all the time, and they are so good. I think it's Canon Max.
It is Canon Macmillan, and I know they just had a concert. I think Mount Lebanon may have incorporated steel drums into their drum line or their percussion ensemble. But it's great to hear those drums. And also to honor the Solomon family, where those drums are made. There's a lot of science and manufacturing technique behind them. And they're made, I believe the Solomons are in Morgantown, West Virginia.
That'd be an interesting factory to tour. I'd like to touch steel drums. I don't have any idea what they feel like or look like, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of like a concave, take a barrel lid and imagine it being hammered and shaped to make it concave, and then little flat spots are tuned to give you those various notes. I'm not doing the process justice, but that's more or less the way I've seen them made and hammered and tuned.
Oh, so you get several notes out of one drum, and they come in different sizes from
yeah.
high notes and low notes?
Yeah, so they're...
Oh, okay.
The pan can have... Ricky, we don't have a steel pan here, do we? It just occurred to me in our youth media center. I'm not sure if we do. Don't look too hard. But we've added a lot of things like that. But that's kind of what it looks like. Carla, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
As always, it's good to talk to you. And let me share some of these other answers. I think I just sent Ricky out on a wild drum chase. I'm pretty sure we don't, Ricky, even though she found a tongue drum. That's kind of a different thing, another drum that makes tones. Congratulations, if you knew we were looking for the steel pan. Let me share some additional messages. Rich in Edinburgh thought it could be a piano or a doorbell. Patrick thought it could be a sound on a battery-powered game. Barb in Oakmont thought it could be a child's piano. Caden thought of the noise made if you get an answer wrong on an app that asks you questions. It's fun to have all these imaginative guesses. 2 + 2 = 5. No, I like it. That actually sounds a little bit like the Duolingo, you're wrong. Dan and Mercer got it correct. And Ricky, you brought me a drum. Oh. This is kind of a... This isn't a steel drum per se, but it's similar. Oop. That's nice. Thank you. I wonder if I should leave this. I should probably tend to you instead of continuing to do this. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with Seal Drama. I don't think the December donor drive is getting to me at all. Oh. I was trying to get a charge out of this. I'm not sure if I can. I would get a charge out of your making a first-time donation to SLB. During our year-end donor drive, we've heard from 38 first-time donors out of 186 total donors. That ratio has been about the same throughout our December or year-end donor drive. About 20% of our donors have come from listeners who really love the Saturday Light Brigade but are making a donation for the first time, generally because they never knew that we were a nonprofit organization that operates through the generosity of its listeners. If you enjoy what we do Saturday morning, I hope you'll take a moment. This is the perfect time to call Ricky or I can securely process a credit card donation by phone at our usual number, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to our website at slbradio.org/donate and easily use PayPal, Venmo, or a credit card. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Can I do it? Nah, I need to work on that. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
When the hunter and the bull are chasing down the setting sun, dissolving in an icy blue beyond the gray horizon, we turn to feed the fading fire, dream deeply through the night, and cherish songs that carry us from darkness into light. And we will sing at the turning of the year, knowing, knowing we are a short time here. And so we'll sing, yes, we'll sing at the turning of the year, at the dancing, spinning, turning of the year.
When the greater and the lesser bear sleep soundly in the sky, and the seven dancing Iroquois across the heavens fly, we turn our backs against the wind that drives the bitter cold,
and celebrate the wonders that a new year will unfold. We will sing, we will sing at the turning of the year, knowing, knowing we are a short time here. And so we'll sing, yes, we'll sing at the turning of the year. icicle like spring's cocoon spun by winter's hand. We turn to friends and family and mourn the loved ones gone,
and gather them around us as we raise our voice in song. And we will sing,
we will sing in heart
at the turning of the year.
No, each of us,
we are a short time here, and so we'll sing. Yes, we're turning of the year, at the dancing, spinning, turning of the year.
Now the solstice moon is like a pearl suspended in the lake, frozen underneath a spell no human hand can break. We turn to ask forgiveness,
and with gratefulness of heart, turn once again to welcome in the new year as it starts. We will sing,
yes,
we'll
sing
at the turn.
And Maxson at the Saturday Light Brigade at the turning of the year. Which is a great album. And that's the title of the album, At the Turning of the Year. Ann Hills has a fantastic new album that just came out. That's getting a lot of airplay, and we're happy about that. Jim writes that his grandson, Carson, is marching with the pit band at the Military Bowl in Annapolis. And Jim wishes Carson safe travels, Carson, and family members that are there to support the band. He adds, go pit. Thank you to Jim and Blackridge for expressing that sentiment. In just a moment, our Afterthoughts puzzle will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
A quick thank you. If you have made a contribution during our year-end donor drive, if not, it's quick, it's easy, and it fits within your budget, incredibly impactful. You actually help create radio that is powered by people rather than algorithms, formulas, or commercials. To make a contribution, 412-200-5975 or slbradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you. And now it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We are going to give you three words, three little words, and see if you can come up with the one word that naturally follows them. And the words are over, for, F-O-R-E, and I, E-Y-E, over, for, and I. Do you know what single word follows those?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you to Drew and family for your support, as well as Nick and Susan in New York City. Greg and Martha, thanks to you as well. Good luck with our Afterthoughts puzzle. Over, for, and I are the words. I mentioned Ann Hills a bit ago. Here's a song from Ann on her latest album, which is called Every Town. And this is a beautiful song.
Stargazer, a hellraiser. We had a good one, but but he's gone, gone, gone. Had a good one, but he's gone. We had a good one, but he's gone, gone, gone. Had a good one, but he's gone. Hey, down, Derry, down, Derry, Derry, down, down. Down, down, Derry, Derry, down. Hey, down, Derry, down, Derry, Derry, down, down. Hey, down, down, Derry, Derry, down.
Must lose its faith in leaves. Dream of the spring inside the trees. How heavy the empty heart. How light the heart. Sometimes I have to trust what I can't know. Sometimes I have to trust what I can't know. We walk into paradise. The angels lend up shoes. 'Cause all that we own will come to lose. Heaven is not so far outside this womb of words.
May Robertson and Callie Robertson with Every December Sky here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Annie Hills did Every Town. A real good one from the album called Every Town. Every now and then, actually more often than I would ever expect, our Afterthoughts puzzle ends up having two answers that are both really good fits. And today is exactly such a day. And I'm reading through some messages that just came in. So we're looking for the word that follows over, for, and I. Over, and then for, F-O-R-E, and I-E-Y-E. So you might have come up with one word that fits perfectly. There is a second word that also fits perfectly. I don't know if I give you a fourth, that I can come up with a fourth word that would work with both answers. So I'll leave it at that. Do you know what the two are? There's two. The one I was thinking of was sight. Sight, S-I-G-H-T, oversight, foresight, and eyesight. But an equal number of your fellow listeners came up with shadow, overshadow, foreshadow, and eyeshadow. And that's a great answer. So, well done if you came up with either or both of those. And Zach was amongst those that knew shadow. Good morning, Zach, to you. And Tommy was looking for sight. He added hindsight and a couple of others. Rich in Edinburgh also knew we were looking for sight. Tom said, how about we add 5 o'clock? He was thinking shadow. James in Freiburg also had sight, and Ed and Karen in Kaiser came up with sight. And a few more to pass along. John and Addie in East Deer came up with sight, as did John and Carrick. Mike added moon and 5 o'clock because he came up with shadow. And Pudge interesting. Pudge has C. To oversee something, to foresee something. And if I was the letter I, it could be I see. And Ruth was the very first person. She is in Greenfield to come up with shadow. And thank you. We'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up after the top of the hour. Thank you to Karen. Karen just made a contribution using Venmo. We're grateful for your support. We have a Venmo link at slbradio.org/donate. You'll also find PayPal links there, as well as a link to any credit card of your choosing. It's our December donor drive. We appreciate your support. We're at 47,861 dollars now. I'm hoping we'll make it to 50 by the end of today's program. And we appreciate your support. Our campaign really kicked off on Giving Tuesday, just after the Thanksgiving, and it typically ebbs a little bit as we head into December and then reaches another crescendo as the year comes to an end. Ricky and I still have to do our year-end giving. That will probably happen tonight. You can do so personally. In fact, this is the last Saturday of the year where you can simply call us and we'll process a contribution by telephone safely and securely at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thank you. Again, that's 1-888-SLB-RADIO or 412-200-5975. It's birthday time. Happy birthday today to Esther Thomas of Westview from Shay Lynn and Carlo of Bridgeville from Gia and family. Happy anniversary to Sharon and Russ, number 58. They are in King, North Carolina. Tomorrow, Earl's birthday. Happy birthday to Earl from Scott and Karen, your uncle and aunt, who we also thank for your support. Dad, Alma, Mom, cousins Aaron, Adam, and Allison as well. Happy birthday on the 28th to Lydia from Neil, Leslie of Oakland, Elizabeth from Martha and Samuel, Joe of Ligonier from Roseanne and Aaron, Alyssa of Emsworth, Allison of Regent Square from John, Lisa, and Christopher, and Dylan of Home, Pennsylvania from Mom, Rusty, Scott, and Holly. On December 29th, Oliver, Brendan from Dad, Mom, Garrett, and Hank, and Zori of Larmer for Mom, Dad, and Maya. On Tuesday the 30th, we have Ben of Monroeville from Mom and Dad, Logan of Mount Lebanon from your family, Frost of Roslyn Farms from Mom and Dad, and Prosper. Storyteller Alan Irvin, happy birthday to you from wife Laura and daughter Elizabeth. Atticus of Falls Church from Aunt Susie. Lisa of Bell Vernon from Mom Betsy, as well as your dad. And we have Anita from Sarah and Sam and Lou. On New Year's Eve, happy birthday to Bill from Zachary, Alex, and Celia. To Dick from Brother Bill of Beaver, to Natalie of Marshall Township, from Mom Jane, Dad Chris, Big Sister Allie. And also Sarah, Luke, and their son Patrick. Finally, on New Year's Eve, we have Lauren of Columbus, Georgia, from grandparents Chris and Fred and Dormont, and the whole family. On New Year's Day, David Brooks of Saxonburg from Ron and Linda, Elaine of West Jefferson from your family, David of McCandless from Marge. On January 2nd, happy birthday to Kira of Cannonsburg from Mom, Dad, and Joel. Stephen of Bethel Park from Kathy and Joe, plus Vicky and Laura Grace. Ralph of Brighton Heights. Good morning, Ralph. Happy birthday to you. From your mom and dad and Cora, too. Gianni of Munahall. Happy birthday to you, also on January 2nd. Wyatt of Highland Park celebrates, along with Sarah and Scott, Mom and Dad. And finally, we have Joanna of Mount Lebanon from Sister Katie, Mom Carolyn, Dad Doug, Sam, and Gabe.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address. We will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can easily listen